Blog Talk Radio.
Station. Aphrodite North, I am so happy our dear friend Jacqueline is back from her journey and her birthday celebration. Right, girl?
Yay! Yes. Thanks for everybody's patience. But I guess I guess I deserve a vacation after 15 years, huh?
Yeah, thank. Yep, I totally agree. But, you know, it's interesting what's going on in the heavens with this new moon coming up. And, of course, you know, with all that Libra, of course, you know, you're the first person that comes to mind when I see something like this.
And the funny thing is I only have one planet in Libra, my sun.
Exactly right. But Venus has been in Scorpio, too.
Yep.
And, she's going to rock and roll into Sag soon, so that's good.
Oh, I get a dance with a Venus in Scorpio, my natal Venus, this year. Luckily, it's not conjuncted, but it is. I get a dance with it a little bit. So I love the Venus in Scorpio. It's so deep, you know. I guess because it is my Venus that I would love it. But it is so deep and intense and very, you know, very penetrating. So.
But you took your journey with your beloved. How good is that?
Of course.
I kept thinking about that. I said, this is going to be great. It's going to be an intimate journey. It's going to be adventurous. It's going to be fun. And you told me you had great weather. Whoa, for 3 whole weeks. How blessed are you?
Oh, yeah. You know, Gov was looking out for us the whole entire time. This was truly an adventure, about 5,600 miles in 3 weeks, and an amazing journey through the United States and really seeing real people, you know, that were doing the same thing as us, and really seeing the change in the natural landscape here. It's amazing. It really is.
Wow. That's
now, I
fantastic.
Have one question because the one thing that I saw the most of was corn. I don't know where we use all that corn, but we grow a whole heck of a lot of corn in the United States. I'm going to say that.
Wow.
Would have never known that, but there's a lot of corn out there.
Well, I like corn anyway. I'm a corn person. It's one of my favorite carbs. I don't do a lot of carbs. It's just not my nature anymore. I got away from that when I was younger. But I do like corn every now and then. And sometimes I'll put it with some small mashed potatoes. Sometimes I'll put it in mashed cauliflower. But I love corn.
I bet you you're in the majority because we're growing a whole heck of a lot of it around the U.S.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. So what did you think about this new moon lunation?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because everything is at 13. Well, not everything. But the importance of this new moon and the aspects of this new moon are all 13 degrees. You have the moon, of course, new moon conjunction with the sun in Libra, but also along with that, you have Mars conjunct at 13 degrees with it as well. So it's not only about this new transformation, but it's about the action that you take with it as well. And it's interesting because it's in conjunction, or some people like to use the traditional word quincunx. It's in conjunction Uranus. in Taurus. And so it really can be, you know me, I'm a Libra girl. I love Libra because it's such a peaceful harmony thing. And it does give it that opportunity to balance and look at both sides, even though Mercury is still retrograde. And it's a little wide of orb, but it's there. It's at 20 degrees. It really is giving people time to reevaluate and come to peace and balance with circumstances, because Uranus is going to bring these surprises when you do. One of the things that I like that you said about this is because right now is the perfect time to have a plan A and a plan B. If it doesn't work now, it'll work then. It's about looking at the timing is not important, but the peace of mind and balance of what you must do is crucially important. And that's what I like about this new moon, because it does open up that door to say, yes, this is important and this is what I need to do. And so I like this new moon a lot. What do you think about it, Alphabet?
I do as well. Now, whenever I see Mars in Libra, I remember this book I read one time. It's called The Peaceful Warrior. Arbitrate, but not argue, okay? To look for the truth and balance the energies and create a compromise. I love that energy. It's very good. Now, I so agree with you, because Mercury's retrograde in Libra, but in trine to Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius. And this is how people, again, like you were saying, are reconsidering. They're looking at technology. They're looking at moving forward. They're looking at all the changes that are going on. I want to say even on the global level right now. And we are going back and looking at history when there's been other kinds of pandemics, plagues, whatever you want to call that. And how can we orchestrate? And so sometimes we look back at the past, we see things that we didn't see before, especially with Neptune retrograde, because our third eye is more open with it retrograde than when it's direct. Okay? And that, by wide orb, has been forming a trine to Venus over the past couple of weeks. So I look at this and I say, okay, let's go deep, find our inner needs and desires, be a peaceful warrior about pursuing it, but doing it in a peaceful and logical way. And then we have this beautiful energy with Jupiter in the mix, okay? Because all of us have been suffering a little bit with this pandemic and everything. There's been a lot of changes going on, not just with the pandemic itself, but the finances and employment and unemployment and homeschooling kids. There's been so much going on. So now, say, okay, these retrogrades slow down the energy. We've got 7 planetary energies tonight that are retrograde, okay, counting Chiron. And this is the time to do the research. This is the time to reevaluate. This is the time to look at your options. And out of that, you might even create something brand new. I love that. I love that.
And, you know, that with the new moon, all things are possible. Again, that Libra energy opens us up to really look at both sides of everything. And so, again, I agree with everything you said about doing the research at this point in time. It is. This month, we have several of those planets, Saturn, Neptune, I think it is, and Mercury, of course.
It's Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, and Mercury all go direct before Halloween.
There you go. So we have all these planets going direct this month. And so things are going to progress forward as a result of that. But during this lunation, they are still in that reevaluation time.
Yes. Yes. And so it's good, though, because I think people are going to be more cautious, more complete in their evaluation, and it's actually going to serve us.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of people on hold. Want to take a call? What do you think?
How about we do that?
All right, girlfriend. Okay.
Hey, good evening to you both. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey,
Hi,
Pat, how are you?
I'm sad today, but I'm okay, hanging in there. I just lost a dear, dear friend about 6 hours ago and another one 5 days ago.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry for your loss, Pat. I'm so sorry.
So, you know what? I wanted to call you guys and just talk to two lovely ladies that I consider friends more than anything else. So I'm glad to connect.
You're such a sweetheart.
So you gave me a phenomenal reading about my son, I guess 3 weeks ago. You've been gone that long on vacation. Wow. He's interestingly, he's yet to okay me sending the information to him. I'm not sure why. Anyway, it was a great reading. So this time I'll give you my birth date, which is 7/12/1953. Oh, and corn, they grow corn for feed.
Well, it's not only feed, believe me.
Right.
You would not, I mean, if you saw how much corn is being grown through the middle of this country, and I mean, it goes on forever. It's just not feed. You can see a lot. There's a lot of beef. We eat a lot of beef in the U.S. I found that out. There's a lot of beef out there. And of course, milking cows. But by far, I'm telling you, by far, way more corn is grown in the U.S. than anything else because we were driving through it for days and could not see the end, at one point in time. And that's not counting all the rest of the states and everything we went through and air-grown corn. But holy crap, we grow a lot of corn in the United States, and I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So what you want to know something about yourself, is what you're saying?
Sure. it's been a long struggle with tons of opposition, so I keep calling to see when things are going to get better.
Well, today, I mean, on this new moon, all these Libra planets are in your first house, and you have Saturn exalted in Libra in your birth chart, can jump Neptune like I do, because I'm also born in 53, and also the part of fortune in your chart. So this is about having peace with passage, okay? And the other thing that's been going on is that Venus has been in Scorpio. It's going to be going into Sagittarius within the next week. I think it's just actually a few days. It's going to oppose your Venus in Gemini in your ninth house of God watching over you and the gates of heaven. Know those people that are not in your world are safe on the other side, honey. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I'm going to go with the interesting aspects to the North Node to your chart, okay? Because what this summarizes is that it's about looking forward and opening up to options. First of all, the North Node transiting is sitting on top of your Venus. So what I am going to suggest is it's moving through the sorrow and pain of it, first of all. Okay, it gives you an opportunity to really communicate out how you feel and really go through a transformation with that because, of course, Aphrodite was talking about all the Libra planets that are sitting over there, really making you feel the energy a little bit more of the one-to-one relationships. However, on the other side, transiting Saturn, which is retrograde, is sitting on top of your natal north node. So what that says is that this is a time of enlightenment and awakenment for you. So it is about learning and growing from those friendships and taking the goodness of them and taking it into the future and seeing the future with others and cherishing them through those other people. Is what that is. And so you have
beautifully
these beautiful
said.
And you know, so you have what you need around you, even though you're going through the challenges, because there's a ton of squares, okay? I'm just going to tell you, I don't even want to count how many squares are to your Sun, Mars, Uranus connection, okay? This is a time where it does have a certain amount of discipline to it. But that too shall pass, like Aphrodite says. In a few days, Venus is going to go into Sag and give your Mercury and your Moon some and Pluto some power, so you will go through this transition. And all of those Libra planets will be moving into Scorpio, which will take and trine that Sun-Mars connection within the next couple of months. So it is a transitional time, just like fall for you. Learn the discipline, know that you have to cherish the time that you've had with others, and move on. Does that make sense to you, Pat?
It does. What do you mean? Learn discipline of what?
Of knowing that things will change, this too shall change. Trusting and having faith that the emotions are okay that you're feeling and that they're going to move through within the next couple months.
Yeah.
Okay. Communicate them out. Again, I go back to the first thing I said, that North Node is saying express yourself because it's right on your Venus. So it is about expression. If you wanted to say a memorial to them or if you wanted to have a conversation with them during this period of time to help you grieve them, all of these things are very good for you at this point in time,
okay,
is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Do those disciplines and be okay with the suffering that you're in. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. I just can't get rid of all those squares. So there's just challenges here everywhere you look. And you could take the downside or you could take the upside. And I'm saying take the upside.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm doing okay, and I might be delusional, but I hope I'm not. But I really feel that these two people are going to be with me all the time and helping me. And it may just be wishful thinking. I don't know. But I need them to.
I think you're correct. You're correct. And I don't know about challenge and discipline. I think that's true mentally. But you have Cancer planets like me. And I want you to know, sometimes just simple acceptance and being at peace that they're in a better dimension can help you get through, honey. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I know they
but
both are.
I agree
are.
With Jacqueline that you are going to do the due diligence and stuff because you want to go through the mental movies. You need to grieve appropriately. And I don't know, you know, how you practice spirituality, but I want to share something that helped me when I went through the loss of several people in my family in a short period of time. And that is the shortest sentence in the entire Holy Bible is simply two words. Jesus wept when he thought he lost his friend Lazarus. Now, the Messiah can cry tears being in the body. No, you are just as spiritual, even though it hurts. You're just as spiritual, you're just as divine as you've always been. And you probably did whatever you could and honored them. Now, honor you, okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. Where can I find that Jesus wept?
I'm not sure of the exact passage, but if you Google it, it'll show right up.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for adding that little thing. Anything like that, I will take. This past probably half a year or so, I'm trying so hard to feel God's presence in my life. So anything like that, I just cherish. Thank you. And thank you both, really. I'm so glad I got to connect.
Yeah, we're so happy to help you. We love you. Keep us posted on your progress, okay?
I will. Love you too, both. You be good and safe and enjoy.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Sweet. What a beautiful spirit. So you ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Air code 914, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Maria. How are you? Remember me? My name is Maria. I call from New York.
Oh, Maria! Yes, I remember you now. How are you?
Fine, Maria. I'm not getting nothing. You think I still are going to travel to go in Italy?
Okay, we'll look at that.
Maria, where were you born initially?
In Italy.
Say again?
Sicily.
I have her as D-A-I-R-A-G-O, Italy.
Right.
She's 5'15", 42. If I remember correctly, Maria, that's her.
You're beautiful.
Let's see what you're going to do as far as traveling is concerned. Ooh. You have a little bit of restriction on you right now. You're not going to be traveling right now.
No.
Let's take a look at how long that's going to take. And move out of that.
I cannot find her on my computer.
Okay, you want me to give you your birth info? Her birth info?
Yes, please.
Okay. It is May 15th, 1942.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have a time. I'm looking at 6 a.m.
Okay.
And then D-A-I-R-A-G-O, Italy. Okay. Well,
thank you.
You have some restrictions right now because of the Saturn retrograde. Okay. What I will say is the timing will be when it is. Will you travel again? I believe so. Will it be within the next couple of months? Probably not. Okay. So it is about, again, you planning. And this is about not fearing it, but planning on it. Okay. The focus that I find right now for you is rebalancing your health. Okay? I get a strong feeling that, again, your body needs rebalancing before you could do anything else. So think about your diet and exercise routine. Change it around a bit. See if that can't work for you. Okay?
Yes. I still am not getting the supplement yet.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I was waiting for the cinnamon, but they're going to come in soon.
Things look a lot better in November for you than they do in October, is the way I'm going to put that.
Well, okay.
I think you have some restrictions or some delays there.
Yeah. You see, nothing is good for my daughter.
Okay.
You see, nothing is good for my daughter.
I wanted to know what Aphrodite had to say. So how about we go with Aphrodite first, and then we'll look at your daughter as well.
Well, I pulled you up with, at dawn, like Jacqueline did. And at dawn, the day you were born, both the sun and the moon were kissing in Taurus, and Venus is opposing them right now. And I think that Venus is your daughter. Now, has she been your best friend in the past?
Yes.
Okay. So that energy has come back to roost, okay? Now, you have a lot of planetary energy in Gemini, but all the planets in Libra are too late to compliment you as much as we would like to see. However, there are some nice trines to your natal Mercury in Gemini. Now, do you have the ability to talk to her?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to do whatever communication you can do in a very balanced way. I want you to step in as the incredible ally, okay, and the best friend, not the mom, not at this time, okay? And it's interesting because Jupiter in the heavens right now is retrograde in Aquarius, and it's forming some beautiful trines to your Jupiter in Gemini. But, again, because it's retrograde, I agree with Jacqueline, travel could be delayed for a time. But I agree with her also that I think November, the doors will open. I also agree with her about your health situation because you know what? Sometimes you care so much about others that you forget about you, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. Not this time. Cosmos is saying if you're not 100%, how can you help all of them? Put yourself number one as far as health, body, mind, and spirit, okay?
I know.
And then you'll find that everything becomes much easier, honey. Much easier. Okay?
Isn't it this I got back to nutrition?
Well, we're so happy that you called in tonight, and we wish you all the best. But no, one thing is true. Love is eternal. You will never lose the love you give nor the love you receive because it's written in the Book of Angels. It's written in the Akasha. You know, nothing goes unnoticed by the divine, my friend, and you are a wonderful woman. Remember that, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love you. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a sweet night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Another freaking sweetheart, huh, Jacqueline? Oh, my goodness.
Maria, she's so beautiful. I look at this chart. You know, the Taurus energy gets to me sometimes. Look at this chart and go, what a sweetheart.
Yes. I love the Gemini stuff, too, because, again, she's a good communicator, and she's very – she would have made a great counselor. I don't know if she ever did that, but – she has that ability to step in realistically with her Taurus and arbitrary with the Gemini. I love that combination, actually. But anyway, so you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all this evening?
Doing well, Sylvia. How are you?
I am getting grateful. Sing it to God, Jacqueline.
Happy hug. I love it.
That is happy birthday to you in Korean. Feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, I love it.
Happy birthday in Spanish.
That
I'm glad
so
you enjoyed
cute.
The trip. I am glad. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip. Can you all hear me? Okay, I put in some headphones from your butts.
You're better.
There you go.
So I can hear you fine. Okay. Great. So everybody's great. Okay. So the question that I have on the table for me is, I have, like, arthritis, and it's, like, in my neck, and sometimes it'll calm down, and now it's just, like, it's flared up, and it gives me fits, and I'm going, like, okay, my snack is popcorn. So I'm going, like, what is going on? So it's, like, what's going on? You know, I'll get, like, a skinny popcorn, which is just a regular non-GMO, and, skinny popcorn, non-GMO. I'm going like, okay, this is supposed to be the healthy snack, but everything else is like 80-90% healthy food. It's like, why is this cutting up? Oh, my God. Oh. And there it is. I'm going like, is there anything I need to do? Oh, my gosh. add to, cut back on. I'm going to yield the floor. Okay, you all need my birthday. What do you all need from me?
I've got it. April
4th,
1961.
I know. Are you still in Memphis? Okay.
Yes, I'm still in Memphis, and I've signed up to volunteer for the Red Cross to go. I think they're going to deploy me to Louisiana, what city, I don't know. But that'll be my service work, along with looking for jobs. But I want to do the service work first and then start working.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
You know, Saturn is still retrograde. Okay, I think it's the 10th. Aphrodite will probably tell you which one it is. But I think Saturn's the 10th that it goes, okay? It is still conjunct your Jupiter, your natal Jupiter, okay? Saturn is always the bones, okay? So your inflammation is coming from that area. It's for your benefit to look at that. Again, we have all those Libra planets. They're not in trine to that, but we have all those Libra planets sitting there in your sixth house of health. And it is about balance. So it may be that you're holding in tension and that you need to learn some kind of different type of exercise routine, or do yoga or Tai Chi, or do some kind of rebalancing mental work so that your muscles can relax so that the inflammation can go down, is my feeling on what I see here as far as your body is concerned. Okay? So you're complaining about popcorn when I'm saying it's something different. I don't mind the popcorn. That accounts for a bunch of the, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that accounts for a bunch of the corn. But on the other circumstances, I think you need to rebalance your mind or your thoughts, or, again, take away that stress or tension level that you're running on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And I've been doing meditations, like the meditations online. And also I started back doing deep breathing, you know, to be mindful, to just do some deep breaths, because I know that will calm the nerves. And when you calm the nerves, it relaxes the body as well.
Exactly. Because
yeah,
all of this new moon and everything is in direct opposition to your sun. Remember that. So it has that rebalancing effect, okay, as a result of that. I always say that because the sun is the furthest away from your sun at that time, that it's kind of like your lowest point vibrationally level, because they really are far apart from each other at that point in time. So it gives you the opportunity to really take a step back out of yourself, because the suns aren't that close to each other, okay? And really say, I want to rebalance things at this point in time. And you'll see that you're more capable of being disciplined now than you normally are. Every year during this time period, you get that same on you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I so agree with everything you said, but I'm saying one more thing, because I do have a medical background that I want to share with you tonight, Sylvia. And Saturn is retrograde in Aquarius, right on top of your natal Jupiter in Aquarius. So you're looking at this as being the neck in the physical. This is something where the blood and the energy of your spine, that's the problem. It's not necessarily the neck itself. There's a nerve situation going on here that, as Saturn's retrograde now, it's going to go direct very soon. And let me tell you exactly when, because I want to help you with this. And it's going to go direct on the 11th, okay, of this month.
Okay,
there's a lot of Aquarius energy right now, so I am going to recommend things like Reiki, things like acupuncture, things that open up the nerve synapses for your neck area. They have to understand the whole system is connected. But if you can get those meridians open, and as Jacqueline pointed out, get your body back into balance. If you go in and have some of these procedures done, I want you to go in there as calm as a friggin' cucumber, okay? And I think that will help to alleviate the symptoms as you're going through the passage that Jacqueline was talking about. I think it's a combination of working with your body, but working with your light energy, the Uranian forces. See, the only planet that rules the neck right now that is in Taurus is Uranus, and it is retrograde. And that's why something from the past is returning, okay? But I think if you open up the meridians of energy and you increase the circulation, I love your deep breathing idea. That's a great idea, by the way, okay? Work with it and love your body. Don't get mad at your pain. Love your body. Your body's saying, help me, help me. It's talking to your higher self. So I think Jack and I are totally in agreement on this. First of all, try to get some of these meridians open and get yourself back into balance. At the end of a busy day, allow yourself to embrace your personal peace. Okay?
Okay.
We love you.
Okay. So I'll start doing more of my, I don't feel I can find somebody that does Reiki. I'll just start doing more of my energy exercises that I've learned and seen with a couple of people.
But some people do the
online.
Reiki at a distance. Some people do the Reiki at a distance. And you're psychic enough to be able to determine who you want to engage with that. They have you sit with them at the time they're working on you, and you go in that place of peace that Jacqueline was talking about. And it can really help you have a great night's sleep that night, honey. I'd go for that.
Oh, okay. Okay, one more question. Family, because I know I have Mars and Cancer in the fourth house, and some of my immediate families have just been like a trip. Like, I'm reaching out to them, and it's just like I'm getting on their nerves. I'm going like, okay, I'm the only, you know, on their mother's side, I'm the only aunt left because my other two sisters are in spirit, have transitioned. So, you know, it's like I'm reaching out. One just lost one. Her mother just transitioned 2 weeks ago. So I'm like, you know, one is getting ready to go off to prison, turning herself in a few days. So, you know, it's like, though, you know, I'm reaching out, you know, seeing y'all okay. And it's just like I'm getting on their nerves. And I'm going like, okay, I'm going to try not to take this personal or not take it personal.
No, don't take it personal. You're in a cardinal T-square, okay, on this new moon, okay? And your Mars in Cancer, you want to be compassionate and love your family. I get that. But know this. You don't have to call them all the time. All you need to do is call them and say something that you feel satisfied with and then hang up, knowing that your prayers have been heard, okay, and you're planting seed that will bear fruit in its season. Step in, walk out, balance out, and say, I hold them in my heart. I hold them my prayers. We're good. Okay?
Yeah, I started doing that.
You don't need the anxiety right now because you're going through your own pain, honey. You don't need the anxiety because you want to give the support. So balance that support and also taking care of self, okay?
Mm-hmm. Would you clarify the T-square, please?
T-square is like being on a teeter-totter, okay? Mm-hmm. Your Aries sun wants to go, go, go. All the planets of Libra right now are saying, be balanced, be at peace. Know you have already stated your truth. You've stepped in with your I Am presence, the sacred part of you, and you've done what you can, and then release it to the divine in any way you would do that, okay? That's probably going to be your – what do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, because you didn't finish that off with, yes, you have a Mars in Cancer, but it is square your sun, and it is squaring all of these planets. That's what makes the T square, all these Libra planets. okay? And so, yes, I know you desire more, and I know you desire because, sweetheart, I have a Mars in Cancer, too. I know how that feels, okay? So I have compassion for you with this. But it is like Aphrodite said. I so agree with everything Aphrodite said to you. It is about doing what you can and saying so be it. Remember, with retrograde planets, that things percolate. Don't be surprised if they come back to you, is what I'm trying to say. Yes. Do what you need to do and don't go any further. Don't beat yourself up. Don't hit those squares hard. Say so be it and let them go on to their lives. And when they need you, they'll come back. And when you feel compelled to talk to them again, do it. That's all and as simple as it is. Okay?
Okay. Well, I was trying to keep in contact with them. With my niece, she has, well, the baby's almost 9 months. That's the one that's putting herself in a few days. So because she had made a decision as where's the baby's going. So really, I was really trying to, like, spend as much time with him and in her because I don't know. She's like, she don't know if she ever made a decision. So I was just, like, trying to see him because we don't stay close to each other. So I was just, like, trying to see him. You know, as much as possible, just in case if something pop off.
I understand. I understand,
yeah.
But the invisible forces can do what you cannot. And Neptune is retrograde, sitting on your Mercury in Pisces. You have so much compassion and unconditional love. And it's trying to your Scorpio moon. So, again, trust that you don't have to be there every minute. The invisible forces can do what you cannot. Do what you can as the woman you are and how much you love them, but give the rest to the divine. Say, okay, I stepped in. I wanted to be your guardian, the guardian angel for these people. I love them so much. And let it go and let the invisible forces take over and answer your prayers, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, ladies, I might be moving to the Big Easy, Louisiana. I know once I deploy with the state of, but I'll check out some of the cities because I want to be above sea level. So it's a possibility, and I know that was somewhere in my chart.
Get back to us.
That would be a good state. Yeah.
Get back to us with a couple of cities, and we'll look at it.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. I will yield the floor.
Any
All right, thank you so much, ladies.
All right, God bless you, honey. Okay.
All right, keep me on. I want to listen to the rest of the show. Keep me on.
You got it, girl. She puts a lot on her plate, doesn't she?
She does right now, that's for sure.
She's a sweet one. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 917, you're on the air.
Hi, I was actually just listening to the show, but if you want me to ask a question, I will.
Okay, what's your name?
This is Terry. We spoke last week.
For the Y?
Okay. Yes. T-E-R-I.
Are you 812-1988?
Yeah, no, 8-12-1980.
Right, 1988, New York, New York.
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. So what would you like to know tonight?
Okay, so two things, just to let you guys know. Last week you gave me some information regarding legal advice. I'm taking it, all right? So my question this week is this. Okay, so I'm going to be looking to apply for a new job, and I wanted to see when would be the best time to submit my resume. I'm in the process of right now of sending my resume to have it done by a resume writer, but there's a position that I want, and I don't think it's going to be available until 4 to 6 weeks. So I just wanted to see when will it be a good time to go ahead and submit the resume.
Are you going back to an old profession that you've done before?
No, because right now I'm out on disability because I injured my foot, so I won't be going back. I'm trying not to go back there, and the doctor, he's not letting me go back right now,
so
my foot is completely healed.
So you're going into a completely different profession. You're going into a whole different angle as far as your work is concerned, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I would wait, okay, until after Mercury goes direct. To be honest with you, if you want the right job, I would not do that now. I would not rush that resume if I were you. Okay. I would double check it and triple check it during this period of time and make sure it's absolutely correct. Know that and trust the process, because Venus has just started its trek into your sixth house of day-to-day work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a guardian angel over you saying, if you go deep and you really are thorough, you can find the right job now that can suit you. Okay. However, the South Node is sitting there as well. It will leave sooner than Venus will, a lot sooner. Okay. But on the other circumstances, it shows me that there's old issues from the past. That's how come I asked you, are you going back to work?
I could go back, but I'm not interested in going back to that old position, no.
So my little Mars and Aries, what I'm getting to is patience, because, again, it's testing you to see if you're going to take that temptation of urgency just to have the job or if you're going to wait for the right one. So I say make sure the resume is correct, make sure it's tailored exactly to what you want, and make sure it's all in those details. And after October 17th, I'd say go for it and start looking at the right places to put it. What do you think, after that?
Well, I have so many cherries on here, I couldn't exactly find her. Can you give me the birth data?
Okay.
8/12/1980.
2:30 a.m. in Long Island. Where do you live now?
I live in the city.
Okay. All right. Let me take a peek at you, baby.
Well, I
know you got it going
yes.
on here.
I love the advice that you gave me last week. I'm waiting. Everything you told me, I feel that if I submit this, as far as the legal information, if I submit it before the date you told me to do it, it's all going to reverse right back on me. So I'm going to wait.
Absolutely. And, again, know there might be some missing information because of the retrogrades. You can provide that. That's good. You have most of these Libra planets on the new moon. They're forming trines and blessing lines. You're part of Fortune in Gemini. So, again, it's important to have that repartee, whoever's helping you with this, but it looks very blessed to me. Very blessed.
Mm-hmm. And you were right about getting a fair case, because I see that if I do it before then, it wouldn't be fair, and I don't think it's – I just want everything to be fair down the line. So I'm not going to submit it on those dates. October 1st, which is half past, and then October 8th. October 15th, I'm kind of iffy, but you said go for the 21st, anytime after the 21st, which would be the 22nd. So that's the date that I'm sticking to in my head.
Good.
Go for
good.
It.
I agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't, some of the people
and
I don't.
And you keep us
like,
posted because
like
you're about
see.
To get lucky, honey.
I will. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. Once everything gets straightened out, oh, believe me, you will hear from me. Yes.
We love you calling in. Thank you so much for following the show, and we're so happy we can help you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Oh, the sweetheart. Oh, my goodness.
All
that verbal energy. She has so many questions. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 305, you're on the air.
Thank you for that. It's Deanna. How are you?
Hey, Deanna. Doing well. How are you?
Happy birthday, lady.
Thank you. Thank you for all the wishes, too. too.
I love it.
I'm calling in today because I got a biopsy on Tuesday. So after that being who she is, I am wondering what she sees ahead.
You're in which city in Florida now?
Oh, okay. Dania Beach.
Dania Beach, as I thought. Okay, thank you.
If anything comes up for residents, that I'm also interested in, because I'm really looking for a place to live. But the other one is scarier.
Well, this is a new moon coming up, so it's about new beginnings. And right now, you've got some beautiful trines here, Gemini friggin' moon. Oh, my goodness gracious. And, wow. So your moon's in Gemini. So what happens is often things come in twos. There can be more than one choice. So don't feel desperate and jump on the first thing because of all the retrogrades we have going on right now. Really, really look into it. Use your psychic stuff to look into this. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. Okay. And, you know, again here, with your work, it's a little restricting right now because Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter are all in your sixth house of work. Okay. This next month, all three of those go direct.
Yay!
Okay. So,
and my
when it comes
to start work, up again November 1st.
Well, this month. This month, it's already the first. So this month, all of them go direct.
No, November. November 1st, it starts. We're
no.
not working until then.
I think Saturn's the 10th, Pluto's the 5th, and Jupiter is like the 27th or something like that. It's later. Okay. No, Jupiter goes direct the same day Mercury goes direct. So it's the 17th. Okay. So after the 17th, I agree with Aphrodite, okay? You're going to have options, no matter how we look at this. You're going to have options, okay? So don't be surprised if things start to change toward the middle to the end of this month.
Okay.
They're going to start
for
to change, I think, a little bit earlier because Pluto is going direct on the 6th on the new moon. It's right on top of her part of fortune and her Jupiter in the Dania Beach chart. So I think she's going to get some notifications sooner, even if she can't take action. So I'm thinking.
Okay.
So
what
yeah.
about,
so
what about the biopsy?
The what?
Not scheduled for the bio. I have a biopsy scheduled for Tuesday, which is the 5th. They're probably going to want to operate soon, and I don't want to do it until mid to late November.
I think you're better off to wait because of the retrogrades, because
absolutely,
you can have difficulty scheduling and all this stuff, but depending on the severity of the issue. Now, is this an illness you had before that has come back, or is it brand new?
No, it's been developing for the last 3 to 4 years. And now I've got to go. I've already seen the surgeon, and he wants me to do the biopsy because he knows it's not good. Despite, you know, past, you know, information.
So what form of cancer is this?
We don't know yet. That has to be determined on Tuesday.
Oh, so they're going to do the biopsy. Okay. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Just going to give me a second to look this up for you because I want to look at the dates on this. Wow. This week is good.
Okay.
Because you're part of Cancer reorientation and visitation is at 29 degrees of Scorpio. And let me tell you how quick that's coming in over the next few days. It's going to be rolling over you and the Venus in the heavens. So I have a feeling that whatever they do discover, because it's been a long siege, so they're doing with retrograde energy, things that have been developing over a long period of time. So I have a feeling that they are going to step in, and that Scorpio energy does support you, okay? And that's okay. Now, do you have someone to help you?
No. And no living, no permanent residence. I'm at the hotel still.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why I want to leave.
But I think the most important piece of real estate you'll ever own is your physical body. And you need to make this a priority, okay? And Venus being in Scorpio right now, it's like seeing very close to that star, so they will find the biopsy what they need to know. You don't have to make the decision immediately, but I think it's not a bad time for you to get that biopsy over the next few days, actually. I think it's good.
Okay.
Your sixth house of Pluto and your sixth house of health, they want to examine the tumor. They want to see what the matrix is. And the plants are retrograde, though. So they might do one test and or another test. We have so many plants retrograde, honey. I don't want to mislead you. You may have to go back and get a second one done. Don't let that scare you because they just want to be sure. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. I agree with everything you said. I have to caution you that they may want to biopsy it again or investigate it more during this period of time.
Yes, yes.
So have faith in it. Things are changing, but they will get better than they are today. I promise you that.
Thank you very, very much. And I want to wish you both a wonderful week. I'll try to call in next week and keep in touch with both of you. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, you'll be
you
in
both.
Our thoughts and prayers. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you for that. And have a wonderful year, Jackie. A really, truly wonderful year.
Yes.
Thank
She's
you.
She's going to. All right, God bless.
Even though it sounds corny, right?
No, it sounds very sincere and beautiful. Thank you.
Aww.
No, I meant corny because of the corn, you know.
Now I got the corn thing.
Okay. So thank you and be blessed.
You too. God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, at the top of the hour, we should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. And Jack and I love doing this show. We'll be back on the air next Sunday night. We are going to be taking Halloween off because I have trick-or-treaters here. So Halloween, we're not going to be here, but you know how you can get in touch with us if you need something boo.
Gotta love you in Halloween.
Yeah, God bless. All right, sweet dreams. Bye-bye.
Have a good week. Good night.